Well, hey there, Liz Garcia here with, and welcome to another episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find on my YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com or on the podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com. This is the place to discover the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. So this portion of this week's weekly dose is based on Dr. Hawkins' book of slides, which I'll show you to you here. And in the book of slides, he's got 101 ways to peace, 101 ways to happiness, and 101 ways to success. So I thought I'd mix it up from here on out because I was doing all happiness before, but I'm gonna mix them up so every week you can take a dive into different topics. And this is the tip number one from Dr. Hawkins' book on 101 ways to success. And what he's asking you to consider, are you considering internal success or external success? Now, according to consciousness calibrations, worldly success comes in at about 375 on the map of consciousness. And if you're intending for worldly success, you've got to fill the tank up with a high level of consciousness to get there. Now, if you're judging yourself for not being where you want to be in life on the worldly realm, you got to let go of lower level of consciousness beliefs about yourself, because there's no gas in the tank when you're disparaging or diminishing yourself at all. You got to step into loving yourself and forgiving yourself. So that, you know, how do you get there? It has to do with how to let go of the lower levels, which is a whole other podcast on episode 10, season one. So many of us, it can be easy to have internal success. And Dr. Hawkins gives some simple examples like, you know, you learn to build a birdhouse and workshop. Woohoo, you did that. Or you got into painting and you started to get to be really good at painting. So these are just like things that you really can love and enjoy, like hobbies or learning how to cook or teach or start a podcast or start a video cast, you know, all these little things that you want to do for yourself. So many people think that to want success or to intend for success is kind of like contrary to peace and happiness. Whereas when you start to let go of the lower levels, you're going to step into peace and happiness, and that's a success unto itself. Peace and happiness, those levels of consciousness appreciate success, and it's likely you won't get to the success you're hoping for if you don't come to some level of peace and happiness within yourself. And at the level of consciousness of acceptance at 350, you're willing to forgive yourself. So you've got to step into pretty high levels of consciousness for worldly success at 375, but just simple internal success is loving the process along the way. It's really gratitude and appreciation every day for loving yourself along the way. And Dr. Hawkins mentions in this, which I intuitively knew, the biggest obstacle to any type of internal or external success is your own self-beliefs. Being hypercritical of yourself is not effective. It's downward pulling energies. It's not aligned with knowing that you are worthy and talented and gifted, and you know, you're a gift to be in this world as we all are. So that's this week's 101 ways to success, according to the teachings of Dr. David R. Hawkins, and understanding levels of consciousness. And you got to put the gas in the tank with higher consciousness to get where you want to go. So that's what this episode is all about. And I've started to break up these weekly doses of higher consciousness into our 101 ways video. This week it's about success. Other weeks it will be about happiness or peace. I have another video this week about your weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz, which is super fun to understand levels of consciousness as it relates to different topics. This week it's movies, which are fun. And you'll also, if you're interested in what the heck is a quantum spiritual awakening, I'm going to tell the story of mine and my, you know, 2020 hindsight. You know, hindsight is 2020 vision. What I've gathered from kind of observing what happened, understanding consciousness, and all that type of good stuff. So you'll find that in this week's episode, and that's our main topic, all about spiritual awakenings. I'll see you next week. We're going to do 101 ways to happiness next week. And I don't know what our quiz will be. So we'll see you then. Thanks for joining me. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.